Hey, New Life. The story of Christmas is a glorious and a joyous story for us. We revel in the angels and their proclamation, the shepherds, the wise men. But when we try and read the story of Jesus that we find in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, I think there's a couple of things that, to me, at least as we place them within its world, really jump off the page to me. And I just want to highlight those briefly for you today. Luke frames the birth of Jesus during the census of Quirinius. Now, the census of Quirinius was basically Rome's flexing of its power over the land of Israel. Put yourself in that position for a moment. You, as a first century Jew, believe that there's only one God and he's our God. We are his chosen people, and only when we are truly free can we worship him the way he intended for us to worship him. And all of a sudden you find yourself subjected to this pagan, brutal, immoral empire. What kind of despair do you think people felt at that moment? Oh, we know that some actually responded to this census with violence, taking up the sword, upbraiding those who consented to pay taxes to Caesar because there's only one Lord, and that's God. But yet here we find Joseph and Mary doing just that, paying their taxes. But in the midst of this turmoil, in the midst of this darkness, a baby's born. And the sign of that baby's birth is what the Gospel of Matthew says is Emmanuel. The birth of that baby is proof that God had not forgotten where his people were. You know, every Christmas, there's a portion of us that we find our world in chaos. Maybe this year it's even more than in the past. But in the midst of the turmoil and in the midst of the chaos, can we hear the Christmas story in a new way? A proclamation that God is with us. God has not forsaken us. God is not going to be served by us taking up the sword in violence as some of the contemporaries of Joseph and Mary were doing at this time. But God is right with us in the midst of whatever we're going through. And then the second thought that jumps to me off the page. We talked about the story of the birth of Jesus. We reframed that within kind of its cultural and archaeological context. It was a very natural birth. And as most parents can tell you, the birth of a child brings joy and hope and anticipation. God came into this world in a very natural way. Too often, as Christians, we try to find God coming in supernatural and sky-splitting extravaganza. We even look at our own lives and thinking that to be a really good Christian means to having these extraordinary experiences, and we forget. Being a follower of the Lord means living our ordinary lives in an extraordinary way. God comes to us in very natural ways. Do we see him? And then let me flip it this way. This Christmas, he wants to use you and he wants to use me to come, to bring his message of hope to others around us in very common, ordinary, and practical ways. Will you allow him to do that? Will you see him coming to you in a common way? And will you be the vehicle of him coming to others in a very ordinary way? Maybe it's just a smile. Maybe it's just a meal, a gift, a kind word. That's what the birth of Jesus is about. In the midst of chaos, God is with us. And he's with us in the most common and ordinary ways. And he wants us to be the same for others.